This is a CKTZ news update. A community meeting on March 12th, hosted by Regional Director Nova Anderson, held outside on a cold and rainy day, attracted more than 30 Cortez Islanders in Manson's Landing. It was the first public meeting to discuss how the community wanted to respond to Mosaic Forest Management's proposed logging plans, which were announced in January of this year. The meeting began with an acknowledgement of Indigenous lands by visiting Nipissing First Nation member Joey Ojeek, followed by a retrospective of logging on Cortez Island presented by Mike Moore. Kirsten Schofield-Sweet, who facilitated the discussion, stressed the ad hoc nature of this group, recognizing that no organization has forum to respond to Mosaic.
When Nova Anderson, our regional director, sent round an email saying, hey, you want to get together and talk about that, it started as that kind of loose, unaffiliated, nobody's in charge conversation, and it's continued that way. I think it's important that everyone understand that you don't have to be a something to get involved. The important thing is just to decide there's something to do and get involved. And some of the ways I want to elaborate just a little bit, the opportunities that are being presented to the community through Mosaic coming on island, and Mosaic being, of course, IT, Island Timberlands. I think that, to quote Sabina Mintz, the biggest elephant, maybe the whole herd of elephants in the room, is climate change. And there are several factors that kind of come out of that I think the community can continually push on and continually bring to the front. You mentioned carbon credits for sure. All kinds of climate mitigation seems to be possible as long as the forest stays standing. And that mindset that says the forest is more valuable as a forest than it is as wood products on the ground is has to be a paradigm shift. And I think it doesn't start big, it starts little, with people saying we're not gonna accept that this climate emergency is just something that's happening over there a long ways away and might touch us at some point. It's just not true anymore.
Meeting participants brainstormed on many responses to Mosaic's plans, and participation by youth at this meeting was noted.
There were lots of ways that were mentioned. We've mentioned several climate change mitigation, youth engagement, talking about carbon credits, about lobbying around tax rates that are applied to standing forests versus cut ones. I mean, there's a whole letter campaign right there. There's contact with MLAs and local government officials around how inappropriate that is. There were conversations around community purchase, and we know that Mosaic is already in conversation with the Children's Forest Association and also with the Clahoos, and they have been having conversations with the Community Forest Co-op. Certainly the Children's Forest and the Community Forest are places where the non-Native community can get involved, join up. Find out what you can do to help. People like the young people you mentioned who were there, you know, they're real lightning rods for their generations on the island. And I can't imagine anything better than a large contingent of 20-somethings and 30-somethings showing up at a meeting the Cortez Islanders arrange and invite Mosaic to, with their demands, offered with good manners, but demands nonetheless for how we expect them to behave, because it is that group of people who are 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 who are going to interact with this experience and who are going to live with it.
Visiting First Nation member Joey Ojeek stressed that many of the solutions the community seeks already exist in local First Nations traditions and culture.
In this circle, and along with most circles, we're just quite ignorant to the traditions of the local territories, of the local culture, and we often look for solutions that are already there. I feel that if we put that energy into ensuring the host nation was healthy, the host nation would keep the land healthy. Education is key, and I feel that's why I'm here.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.